We are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, the appearance of demon Vritthasur. So, very wonderful Paji Dasdev or Sukhdev Goswami. Some acharyas, they explained what is Bhagavatam. What is Bhagavatam? This is where is story of Vritthasur, that is Bhagavatam. That is Bhagavatam, Samacharya. Because lot of teachings, lot of lessons. So today, two slokas. So, here it is mentioned 52 number slokas, but they told me that you have to read 51 also, because that, no translation, no purport much. First I'll read 51. Madhavan jata bhadranto go jadha Jadhasya da jadhancha amrishi sattamam vidya brata tapas sarang vidya tapa vidya brata tapang swaram gatra jachat mar chiram. Very good, very wonderful. Vidya tapa Vidya, Vrata, Tapa, Swaram, singular number, not many. Swaram, Gatram. Gatram. Gatram, here, Rishi Swatvamam, the Gatram is Gatra, Ga. Physical body, gatra, gamcha. In Bengali they call gamcha, means we are cleaning body. Therefore, gamucha, we are cleaning the body. Therefore, gamcha, ga means gatra in Sanskrit word, gatra. Here, Bhagavan means Indra. O Moghavan, all good fortune unto you. I advise you to approach the exalted saint Dadhancha Dadichi. They also call Dadichi. He has become very accomplished in knowledge, vow, and austerities. He accomplished, by what? Knowledge. What is knowledge? Very clearly it is, everybody knows. One Vrindavan, big saint, very famous, he was telling, we invite him that 500th sannyas anniversary or something of Mahaprabhu, we invited all the great, all the very famous saint. So that devotee he was telling, this is your Prabhupada, he was telling us. Your Prabhupada, he conquered whole over the world with one word. Then I asked, how you are telling? What is Prabhupada instructed so many things? Whole Bhagavatam he commented, Bhagavad Gita, so many things. You see, no. Samar is all the Vedantas, material world, spiritual world. He told only one word, very strongly. You are not this body. That is knowledge. That is knowledge. You are not this body. When you are thinking, I am this body, all the problems comes. All the problems come. When you are thinking, I am this, there, then all the problems will come. That is knowledge. And here, let's see, this is sixth canto, no? Everybody, this is sixth canto. Sixth canto, what is dedicated for? Each and every canto, Prabhupada or Vyasadeva dedicated for something. He narrated, this is prescribed duty for mankind. Prescribed duty. It is not duty. It is not duty. Prescribed duty. Prescribed by? Yes, authority. That is prescribed duty. It is not like that, whimsically what you like. Everybody is doing good. Everybody, especially ISKCON devotees, they are not much tamasic or rajasic. They are sattvic. But sattvic also, it is three guna, material gunas, mode of material nature. And at that point, we are become bound. Everybody is taking prasadam. They are not specially this Purushottam monks, they are following lot of brothers, lot of this, lot of that. Sattik. But Prabhupada told very clearly, when you are become that point, we are not knowingly we are not doing tamasic, or knowingly we are not doing any rajasic or sattik. But that point we are become entangled, that bodily attachment, I, that knowledge, I am this, I am that. That point we are become very, 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 very special soul there thinking, I am not this body, like Prabhupada. Very, very special soul. Very, very fortunate. Here, that the prescribed duty, that prescribed duty, read Bhagavatam 11th canto, for Grihastha, for Brahmachari, for Brahmana, for Shudras, for low class, high class, very scientifically explained what is prescribed duty. What is prescribed duty? The duty for mankind. For mankind. Because this knowledge, this knowledge, I am not this body, that facility, other animal body, they don't have this. Other four necessary to maintain bodily, they are supplied by Lord. But for mankind, that facility is there. So, here, and complete knowledge and vow. Vow, three type of vow. Physical, social, and paramartha. Paramartha. To please Him. Three type of this vow. Physical. Physical means parikrama, chant, pranam, dandavat, show respect to others. This you all are physical. This is physical, but of course, devotees are doing parikrama, they are thinking Supreme Lord only, or pranam, or anything what we are doing, physical. Then social, it is Bhaktivinoda Thakur, it is mentioned. Social. Social means here, go all together, some dham darshan, all together eat prasadam. Some devotees, marriage, that all Bhaktivinoda Thakur very clearly. Marriage, co-joint. Marriage means with Hare Krishna, not Lailappa or some karmi songs. Chant Hare Krishna. And that marriage, if you are not chanting Hare Krishna in marriage, then you are inviting, if you are doing all the karmi songs, all the modern songs, then you are inviting unauspicious, you are putting seed for unauspicious, and unauspicious, that seed, it will become grow, and unauspicious result will come. This is very, very clearly it is mentioned in the Veda. Even marriage also, in any activities, if you are not chanting Maha Mantra, maybe you are chanting lot of mantras, but if you are not chanting Maha Mantra, that means you are putting seed. So anyhow, that our society there, marriage, that is all our social, physical, social, then paramartha for devotional songs, devotion, these three. Devotion is the individual, it is nothing to do with any society or guru or that guru or this society or this. This is individual. This paramartha, this is individual. So, this paramartha also, there are so many things are there. It is Bhaktivinoda Thakur very clearly, very elaborately, what is paramartha, what is physical, what is social. Here, vow and austerities. Austerities. Austerities must be there. Just see, knowledge is here, there. We are not this body. This knowledge everybody is having. We are not this body. But if you are not trying to realize that I am not this body, that is required austerity. Therefore, Vyasadeva or Sukhdev Goswami, that's the third one, is austerity. Austerity. First, he is given knowledge. First, have to have knowledge, I am not this body. That knowledge, that is actual knowledge. Other, everything is, it is not knowledge at all. Knowledge means Jiver Swarup Hai Krishna Nitya Das. That is knowledge. That is knowledge. Other is not. And this is all our formula. Or just to achieve that platform, we are not this body, all this austerity, all these things are there. To do that, do that, do this, do this. To achieve that point, Jiver Sarupai Krishna Nitya Das. And that is required austerity. It is not simply by talk. It is required a little austerity. It is not so easy. It's not so easy. So, here, austerity. And his body is very strong. His body is very strong. Because, why it has become strong? Because this knowledge, vow, and yes, austerity. Some people are thinking, this austerity or paramartha, these three, paramartha, this ekadashi, every yearly 24 or sometime 26 ekadashis, Janmashtami, Gaur Purnima, Radhashtami, that is austerity. And austerity means knowingly, we know it will be big, it is not so easy, but knowingly we are doing. That is austerity, and it will be very strong. It is not like if you are not eating on time, you'll be skinny. Skinny? What some people are thinking, weak. No. That if somebody is taking this Krishna consciousness, they may be physically strong, but mentally they physically may be weak, but mentally they are very strong. Mentally they are strong. Mentally they are strong. Bodily, go ask him for his body without delay. Without delay. So, without delay, if you are doing that all this austerity or vow or any penance or anything, this knowledge, if you are delaying, it is not advisable to delay. Oh, now I am young, go, I'll do later. Or now I am grihastha, when I'll be vanprastha, or I am now brahmachari, later I'll do. No, don't take that as this risk. It is risk. Because other yugas, old people used to die first. Then young people become old, then. But this yuga, totally opposite. No, nobody knows when I'll be. What happened? Nobody knows. Therefore, don't delay. For spiritual life, don't delay. Don't take risks for spiritual life. Don't delay. So, here, without delay. So, purport, Prabhupada, everyone is his material, in this material world, from Brahma down to the end, is end, and eager to keep his body comfortable. Everybody, even devotee. Prabhupada, second line, a pure devotee may also be comfortable. But he is not eager to such a benediction. Pure devotee, that is the difference. Pure devotee and like us, this devotee. They are not so eager to realize I am not this body. But this here, many devotees having flat or good prasad, somebody is cooking themselves, somebody is taking in the temple. Okay? Everybody is having. We are making big flat, big bungalows, big buildings. For what? For what? Material comfort. Material comfort. Okay, we are making very good floor, A-class floor, Makarana marble, a sofa set, very A-class sofa set, cart. For what? We are doing all these things for what? To sleep, good sleep. To get good sleep. Very A-class marble, A-class cart, A-class thick, all this, everything to good sleep. But if you are not getting good sleep, if you are a diseased person, then what is the use? What is the use? If you are not comfortable, so what is, if you are a diseased person, or we are cooking, suppose A-class rice, A-class vegetable, everything, very good level, we are cooking. But if you are a diseased person, if you cannot digest even half chapati, so like that, this is a very practical, this material comfort, everybody's, even animals, birds, everybody's. Material. This is natural. This is nature. Even Prabhupada also, but he was not affected. Prabhupada, In America, he was 13th floor, he was A class flat. When he was coming Mayapur, he was on the queue. Only one hand pump, can you imagine? Only one hand pump behind that bhajan kutir. And Prabhupada is international, he is the guru, he is the founder. He is the founder of this society. He is the founder. He also was on the queue. And cold season, no hand pump, he was on the queue. You see, in America, New York City, same. In Mayapur, same. He was not hankering or he was not praying for comfortable. But other people, they're praying. So, because they don't know that what is a comfortable man, pure. A pure devotee may also be comfortable, but he is not eager to such a benediction. He is not praying. You see, he is not praying. Since Maghavan, means Indra, Maghavan, the king of heaven, still aspired for a comfortable life. They are kicked out. Kicked out means by asuras. Asuras. Why asura was so powerful? We know sura and asura, devatas and asuras. Why asura become so powerful? Because? Austerities? I don't know. Austerity? No. Yes. Because they followed gurus. And devatas, they insult their guru. Just see. They insult their gurus. Devatas. When Brihaspati came, there Indra was sitting on the high asana, big throne. He was so busy. Gurudev came. He neglected. Then Brihaspati disappeared. And since that time, they lose. And they are more powerful. Therefore, Guru is very, very important, most important in spiritual advancement. Let's see, Devatas was, Indra was, Brihaspati was the guru of Devatas. Because it is mentioned that by heart also, if you are minimizing your guru, the before guru will live, surely he will. But before guru, Hari will leave you from your heart. From your heart, Hari first will live, then guru will live. How important. If you are minimizing even by your heart, your guru, Chadishi, devatas are suffering now. Kicked out by asuras. But they are more powerful because they respect gurus. They follow guru. So here, comfortable body situation. Lord Vishnu advised him to ask Dadancha for his body. How is? Generally, if you are asking or you are advising for material comfort, any devotee, they will not giving blessings. Any devotee, they will not bless you if you are asking or hankering for bodily comfort. But Indra was hankering for bodily comfort. His own big post, biggest post, he was hankering for that. Therefore here, previously we read from Jasi Devata's prayer, since slok number 31 to 44, read nicely how Devatas are praying to Lord. How they are praying to Lord, read nicely. And it was so wonderful. And how you'll pray with good word. If you are not using that type of word, this also mentioned in the Puranas, that prayer, each and every word in the prayer, Devatas or Supreme Lord is reciting. Each and every word, when we are praying to Lord, that each and every word Lord is reciting. That is prayer. And prayer also, not for for your own bodily comfort. Bodily comfort. If prayer to please Him, please Him. Everybody is praying. But make sure for what you are praying. For what you are praying. Everybody is praying. But make sure for what you are praying. That is, I think you we are continuing, we are reading, just if you are having book, open 45 numbers, slok number 45, Prabhu is having, the slok number, just see, slok number 45, so wonderful, so nicely, Dasdev, Sukhdev Goswami narrated, Hangsaya. Hangsaya means swan. Actual grammatically meaning or meaning Hangsaya means swan. Swan. But Prabhupada here, Hangsaya, word to word meaning is exalted and pure. Pavitram paramam. Paramam. Again singular number. Pavitram. Who is the most supreme pure. Supreme pure. And supreme paramam, supreme Lord, and supreme prior. In materially, Hangsa, there is no dot, or what? Hangsa, there is dot. In Hangsa, no, material Hangsa, there is no, no contamination. Yes. They eat dots, they spoil their water, they pass water in the water. They spoil so many things. But Hangsa, Hangsa. But here, Prabhupada, this Pavitram Paramam, that is pure means Paramhangsa or that Hangsa, that pure Pavitram Paramam. Then, Dahra. Draha nilayaya. Draha. Draha means what? Draha means draha, heart. Or this draha, like Kaliya draha, draha. Biggest, big lake, draha. Or heart. Heart is no limit. In the heart, if you are by sitting here, within a second, you will go America or here and there or Goloka or you are thinking something. But this and that is Nilaya. Nilaya means our original home. Nilayam, we are living. That is Nilaya. Alaya, Nilaya. Alaya or Nilaya. That is original. That heart should be always live in that lake. And that lake, because lake, therefore it is comes as draha. It is not mentioned ocean, but it is draha. Daha. Daha means you can reach from this end to that end. But ocean is most difficult. Practically impossible. Ocean. But draha means if we are now in grihastha life or brahmachari life or student life or something, sannyasi life. If you want nilaya, your original home, you can cross to reach your original home. That is nilaya. And that is, what is that? What is that? Original home? Back to Godhead. Everybody, we are reading at least every day. Back to Godhead. That is our nilaya. That is our original place. Daha nilaya nirikshayaya. Nirikshayaya. Nilayam. Nirikshaya means supervision of the activities of the individual soul. Let's see. Supervision of individual soul. It is nothing to do with society or guru or this knowledge. That is individual soul. Nirikshaya, just nirikshan, means you must observe what we are doing, what we are praying for. Nirikshaya means observation. Observe. By your own heart, by your own Atma or Paramatma, just see. Think sometime what we are doing. That is called niriksha. Chanam means chanam, to see. And nirikshan means very subtle, even very subtle way also, you must observe yourself. Chanam means to see. That is material, to see. My eyesight is very good. But nirikshanam, nirikshan means very subtle way, just observe yourself what you are doing. That is nirikshanam. Krishnaya, now devatas are praying, Krishnaya, same Krishna, singular number. Krishnaya, because Lord, here it is mentioned Krishnaya, is Lord having lot of unlimited form of Supreme Lord, Nishinga, Varaha, Ram, Jagannath, unlimited form. But Krishnaya, that is Swangsha, but He Himself, everything coming from, He is like storehouse. Now Nishingadev is required, go. Now Ram, go. He is the main storehouse. That is Krishnaya. Krishnaya, Mrishtaya Saye. Here, Mr. Mrishtam. What is Prabhupada? Mrishta Asaye. Those reputation is very bright. That is Krishnaya. Supreme bright. That is Krishnaya. His reputation is supreme bright. Krishnaya. That is Krishnaya. Supreme bright. His reputation is nobody can finger, nobody is there. Why sometimes we are fingering Krishna? Why? Why? Because in our heart there is a lot of doubts, therefore supreme personality of Godhead we are showing finger. Because we are contaminated, therefore most supreme uncontaminated person we are showing finger. Because we are in our heart doubts. Therefore we are devotees, devotee, Krishna, we are showing fingers. No. Therefore, that Krishnaya, Mrishtaya, the supreme supreme yasasa, yasam, glorify, yasam. Nirupakramaya, kramaya. Nirupakramaya means very bright. Nirupakramaya, who has no beginning. No, kram means here. This is kram. There is end. Parikram, kram. We are walking. And we are walking in this material world sometimes. Ass body, cow body, dog body, hog body, sometimes human body, sometimes devata body. This is kram. This is kram. This is kram. But this nirukramaya, nirukramaya, satsangrahaya, why you are doing from hog body, dog body, cat body, human body, devata body, this body, that body, woman body, man body. This is kram. This is kramaya. What you are searching for? What you are hankering for? Happiness. Or happiness. What you are hankering for? This nirukramaya, we are going this. What we are searching for? Happiness. And that happiness, here we are the proof. There are from many, many devotees are from background, different background. I am asking, really you are happy? You were happy before this devotional service. When we started the devotional service, that time just 2 months, 3 months, there our new devotee, college students, engineering student, I think, from Pune. Very young age, you don't have any experience, what is grihastha life, what is money, you don't have any experience. But you are feeling now difference, some are 2 months, some are 4 months, some are 1 year. Are you feeling any difference? Why? Why you are feeling difference? You don't have any experience about sense enjoyment or you don't have any experience. But why you are feeling difference? Because here, sat sangrahaya sat. Sat means only Supreme Lord. Baki other all are asat, temporary. Therefore, sat sangrahaya. Satsangrahayam means you are searching for that Sat, means Krishna. Krishnaya, Satsangrahaya, Satsangrahaya. Then, you see, wonderful. Bhava Pantha Nija Samatma. Bhava Pantha. Bhava means? Yes. And pantham means what? You know? It is very wonderful. They know us, Indian. Pantham means pathik. Pathik means who is wandering, who is walking. Tired. That is called pathik. Who is walking on the path? That is called pathik. And they call pantham means it's long walk. Material world is most long walk. Tired. And pantham means, before in India, I don't know other countries, before there was no transportation, no car or anything, no transportation. People, they used to go walk. And kings or some saintly personalities, they used to make like small hut. At least who is walking long, they can take rest. They can take little rest. That is called pantha. Pathik. Pathik means who is walking. Path means that road. Path. Pathik, pantha. Pantha is walking, tired. that body, hawk body, dog body, everywhere that sense, same thing, get tired. Therefore, here, Nijya Ashrama, that is now. What is living entities ashrama or living and it is called ashrama. Ashrama means ashrama and house. What is different? Ashrama and house. What is different? Yes. Ashrama means like four ashramas, four varnas. Ashrama means where is main center is Krishna. That is called ashrama. Other is same house, same here also building, there also building. But this ashrama means there is where is Krishna. Main center is Krishna. That is called ashrama. Bhava, this material world is just wandering, no end. Wandering. And Nijya Ashrama, finally when they will reach, Nijya Ashrama means lotus feet of Krishnaya. That is Nijya Ashraya. Nijya Ashraya, when this Atma will reach with original home or the lotus feet of Krishna, that is Nijya Ashraya Ashramam. Atma. Paramishchagate Hare Namaste. Hey Hari. Hey Lord. Who is stealing our unhappiness, dukkham? Who is stealing gopi's cloth? Who is stealing devotee's heart? That is, therefore it is called Hari. Hari, I am praying, we are praying obeisances to Hey Hari, we are praying obeisances. So this is the, then this today's slogan here, because I took little time because today's slogan is this, a history, not much. This shloka, 52 shloka, sava adhigato dadhancha, this Brahman is called dadhancha bhyan, Brahman is kalam, jyadva asa siro nama, toyo paramat, Tato Maratang Bhadhyat. Go immediately. Don't delay. 15, 1 number shloka. Don't delay. This Lord is instructing. God, though all the devatas, go there and ask his body. Everybody's body is most dear to everybody. Nobody you want to give for your own benefit. This is most dear. Most dear. Then Narayan, Krishna was joking. Therefore, just see next slokas. They will not give. He will not give. Because everybody's body is most dear than anybody, than anything. Most dear of my own body is most dear. Just something is coming immediately we are closing that eyebrow, no? Some danger. This is most dear, most close. Immediately it's coming. Or something suddenly is coming, our hand is trying to protect. This is most dear. No? So here, just don't delay, go. Because, why I am asking you, the Lord was telling, he will not give so easily, because everybody's body is the most dear. But, this Asa Sira, because he is, that saintly Dadhancha, who is known as who is also known as Dadichi, personality assimilated the spiritual science. This is spiritual science. I am not this body. This is spiritual science. And simply not spiritual, it is scientifically. And it is science. It is actual science. I am not this body. Just see, if I am this body, everybody wants to keep their body perfectly or without old age or without any disease. But why? It is coming. Therefore, actual science is you are not this body. That is science. And see, gradually it will come. So, here, Dadichi delivered it because now Vyasadeva is giving example because he delivered to Ashwini Kumaras. Yes, I am not telling just falsely or I am not sending you unnecessary because he delivered one time to Ashwini Kumaras. And how Ashwini Kumaras? It is said that Dadancha gave them mantras through the head of a horse. This is the many acharyas they given this story. Many acharyas in the Puranas it is mentioned. Horse. Therefore, the mantras are called Asasira because this pastime was, and when Ashwini Kumaras they came, and by after that immediately Indra came. Indra, and Indra is the king. What he wants, he can do. You see, if you are, they are the Ashwini Kumaras, therefore it is mentioned, if you are want to some particular disease, you must worship Ashwini Kumaras, because they are the physician. They are the physician, Ayurvedic. They are the in charge. All the devatas are in charge for something. So, this Ashwini Kumaras is in charge for medicine. There you must pray. If something, if you want to cure yourself, cure yourself means that if you have become Krishna consciousness, all the disease will go. Automatically will be cured. So anyhow, this Ashwini Kumaras, they asked. What they asked? Jivana Mukta. How to deliver from this material body? How to Mukta? Mukta means liberation. How to liberate from this? That is Jivana Mukta. Then by that time, Indra came. He said, don't give. They are the physician. They are the Ayurvedic, they are the in charge of medicine, don't give. But just see, by devotees, this is the devotee and non-devotee's difference. Devotee, what he promised, he knows that it is not good for myself. It is not good, but he promised. He promised. And that side, that he says, if you are giving, we'll cut your, I'll cut your head. I'll chop your head. After Indra, he threat, he said, no. Then he left. Then after that, Ashwini Kumaras came, Ashwini Kumaras. He says, you promise, please give us how to get Jivana Mukta, that knowledge, Brahma Jnana. How to get Brahma Jnana? Because, and then he also, he says, I promised. But he told, then he'll, if I'll give this knowledge, then he'll cut us. He'll cut me. He told like that. Then he says, just see, we know this Vidya. because before that, that Narayana Kavacha Vidya, no? Narayana Kavacha Vidya. At that Narayana Kavacha Vidya, Brahma, and this later from this Narayana Kavacha Mantra, finally that Dostra, Tattva Drashta, means father of Vrityasur. Father of Vrityasur. Therefore, Dostra Nandana, sometimes Vrityasur it is Dostra Nandana. Nandana means son. So, he got that Dostra means father of this Asur, Vrityasur. Therefore, his father, he created by mantras, because he knew that perfectly, this Narayana Kavacha Mantra. Narayana Kavacha Mantra. By giving this mantra, he created. Then Vrityasur, he got this Vrityasur, this mantra. And therefore, this mantra, Narayana Kavacha Mantra, this, then that Ashwini Kumar, they told, okay, first I'll cut your head and we'll put, we'll replace one horse head. And when, by, through horse head, just give me, because he promised. And he's also most saintly person. Yes, I promise, because he took vow. Yes, this I'll give you. Then they tell, we know that Narayana Kavacha Mantra, will fix you one horse head, and through horse head, therefore, Asya Sira Mantra, that is Jivana Mukta, or Brahma Jnana, Brahma Jnana, how to deliver from this material bondage. However, this is the story of, this is the story. Okay? Any comments? Any, because time is over. Any question or comments? Otherwise we'll stop. I'll stop. No comments, no question. Okay. Jai Srila Prabhupada ki jai. No question, because I told just only. Actually my subject is Chaitanya Katha. But that is my main subject. Everywhere I speak Chaitanya. Because why we are entangled here? Because Chaitanya is contaminated. Our consciousness. Chaitanya means consciousness. That is Krishna Chaitanya. If you are hearing from Krishna Chaitanya, then all the contamination, Chaitanya, Krishna Chaitanya, he is giving, why his name is Krishna Chaitanya? Because he is the person, he is giving Krishna consciousness to all the living entity. Therefore, his name is Krishna Chaitanya. What is giving Mahaprabhu? He is giving only Krishna Chaitanya. Krishna consciousness to all the living in. Therefore, he is called Krishna Chaitanya. Anyhow, that was actually my main subject, but anyhow, it was. We are reading from this. Okay, Hari Bol. Jai Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Nitai Gaur Premanande. Jai Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.